Hello, thank you so much for being here today. Today we have the one and only, the amazing Natalia. She is the founder of Natalia, which is a clothing brand with a very different approach. I really love this approach because this is the model of made to order. I'm very excited to have you here today, Natalia. Please let us know, how did you get started in all of this journey?
Yes, well, it is quite a long story, but firstly, thank you so much for having me. So generally, when people ask me why fashion, I reply, why not? I see myself in the business of improving women's confidence, and I just happen to make beautiful clothes. So I see there is a responsible future of fashion where I can make a positive impact on women, our community, and the world. And so as a company, we believe that fashion should be a source of confidence, not angst, and that our focus is to help women everywhere develop a positive relationship with the way they look, to improve their self-esteem. So that's essentially the idea and our purpose of why we exist. And we provide a collection of wardrobe essentials in sizes 4 to 18 that you can customize to be fit for you and your body. You know, no two women are the same, right? And fashion shouldn't be a one-size-fits-all formula. And that's how it is at the moment. So we just want to provide garments that you can personalize. So, you know, design details can be changed to suit your preferences, like shoulder straps can be adjusted, your length can be tailored, you can choose a different color or fabric, whatever you like. We also proportionally tailor our garments to your height. So I'm almost 6 foot, which is quite tall, and I've got a best friend and she's 5'5". Mm-hmm. So a t-shirt, we're the same size, we're a size 10. So a t-shirt on her will look like, you know, down to her knees, where a t-shirt on me will be quite short. So when you're purchasing a garment from us, you can choose your height and then we tailor it to suit your body shape. So you end up with a better fitting garment. And like you said, to complement our vision, we're committed to producing responsibly. And so every garment is sewn in Sydney, made to order. So made to order is a method of manufacturing where we produce one piece at a time and we don't produce in large quantities like a typical fashion company. It does increase our per piece cost, but we see that we're slashing out the middleman, so we're not going to wholesalers, we're just going direct to customers, and that's how we can pass on the savings to our customers, because it's so wasteful. You know, typical fashion companies, they overproduce, there's so much inventory. If it doesn't get sold, it's either burnt or sent to landfill, it's marked down, it's put on sale, and everyone in the supply chain suffers with that. So we just want to make garments that are better for our people and the planet. So when you place an order with us, you're getting something specially made for you and only you. It does take a little while because it's all handmade for you, and it, from the purchase to when you get it, it's around 2 weeks. But I definitely see made to order as a future of fashion, and we are looking to disrupt the industry with that method. So we're really excited.
Yes, definitely. You must be, because you are, in my opinion, ahead of the actual trend. I feel that this is what makes sense. I am familiar with manufacturing processes because I am an industrial engineer, and I happen to study also the Kanban methods. So made to order is very similar to lean manufacturing or the Kanban method. I am very excited to hear that. It's something very promising, and of course customers are looking for impactful products also that allow them to align themselves with brands, right, with their own values. And it seems that more and more people is looking for options that are more eco-friendly, that are more organic and all of these type of beneficial impact that we can see in the environment and in ourselves. So I'm very excited to hear about that. Thank you so much. What was that point where, or what is the story behind that actually made you go in this direction? Did you have a previous experience with actual wholesaling with this type of industry, like you were selling to retailers, or what is the story behind that? It sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I started Natalia in 2014 while I was still working in corporate marketing. So for the first 4 years of the business, I didn't leave my job just because it was security and I felt, you know, I can't just like drop everything and go for it. You know, I had bills to pay. So I didn't really have anyone to kind of support me there. And I never really thought I would get into fashion, but I've always been so fascinated by it. I really liked the way that clothing can transform the way you feel. You know, as soon as you put something that feels good on your skin, you instantly feel amazing. You know, your mindset is a little bit more positive. You have like an extra spring in your step. You have a little bit more confidence. So that's what kind of like drew me into the industry. I remember sitting on my living room floor, and because I don't have a background in fashion, I'm a self-taught designer, I used to pull apart clothing and I used to like cut them up and see how they were made and put them together and, you know, buy outfits and be like, oh, this doesn't fit. I wonder why. Oh, it's this seam here or this bust start. So that's how I kind of taught myself, which is probably a really different way of getting into the business, but hey, it kind of worked. It worked for me. But it wasn't, I guess when I launched and in the years after, I felt like I did everything right according to the unwritten rules of the fashion industry. I wholesaled to major retailers like Anthropologie in the US, a big retailer here in Australia called The Iconic. And you know, I put out often art-inspired collections every season. I always try to come up with something new. You know, bloggers were wearing my stuff. Like it was, you know, I was in Vogue, I was doing this, and it was all great. But I think being an outsider coming into the industry, I was more inclined to question the system. And the more I looked at the system, I just felt like it was basically impossible for independent labels like myself to ever become profitable. Mm-hmm. Like we had marketing, we had photo shoots, we had PR companies, we were giving away clothing to influencers so they can wear. So that's like a loss in your business. These collections, they're not, you know, they're not five pieces. They're like 20, 25 pieces or more. And you're always just trying to catch up. Like retailers wouldn't pay you for 90 days and then they'll extend it to 120 days. Mm-hmm. So the cash flow as a small business is so important. And I think during this whole part, I was just like, oh, this is just too much. Like how are you ever meant to get ahead and be self-funded if you've got all these overheads? But I think my epiphany moment was definitely after becoming a mother in 2018. Mm-hmm. And I realized that my present actions will affect my daughter, her generation, and all those to follow. So I intuitively thought that was like the right time to leave my corporate job and build a brand with more serenity. and produce ethical fashion whilst contributing to the world in a more positive way. So I never really came back from maternity leave. I just extended my maternity leave and I worked full time on the brand. And little by little, I started to tweak the business. I pared things back. I produced smaller seasonal collections. I experimented with producing 50% of styles made to order, just to create a more sustainable business practice. I pulled all my production from offshore, and I brought it back to Australia. I thought that that was the best idea at the time, and I'm thankful that I did that because it means that I could take advantage of like the smaller quantities, and I could speak to my supplier, I could see them more regularly. And then when COVID hit, it was like another epiphany moment. There was like two epiphany moments that really kind of like pushed me to change the business model. And I took another substantial risk. I wanted to get out of this relentless growth model. Like, it was just insane. You have so much pressure to always, you know, be like something and do something and, you know, be like that trendy kind of brand that everyone wants to be with. And I just wanted to build a brand that's more responsible and have an actual positive impact. So I closed all my wholesale accounts. I said goodbye to Anthropologie. It was very hard. I said goodbye to The Iconic. I closed all my wholesale accounts. I went inventory less because, you know, it's a sustainable means of production from an environmental standpoint and a business perspective. So I didn't rely on failing retail partners. I didn't have an overabundance of stock. I didn't have profit-denting sales, and I was free from a demanding fashion calendar. And it was hard. It was very complicated to do because changing your entire supply chain is, yeah, it takes time. It's not an overnight thing. You need to find people who can actually work with you. Mm-hmm. And everyone thought I was crazy. Everyone was like, this isn't going to work. Like, made to order is not going to work. And I was like, no, I have this idea and I have this vision. Like, it is going to work. Trust me. And a lot of people were like, no, you're crazy. Like, this epiphany moment, like, don't even listen to it. And I was like, no, there's something in my gut telling me this is the right way to do things. And so I found people who will come on me with this crazy journey, and I'm still with them today. And they're so great. Without them, I would not have the business I have today. But yeah, I would say those two epiphany moments. And it's funny because a lot of women say that when they have kids, their outlook on life and their approach to things really, really change. And it's so cliche, but I would say that, yeah, having my daughter really changed my view with the brand. And that was my first epiphany moment. And then when COVID hit, you kind of had a time to pause and think about everything. And that was the other aha moment that, you know, came to me as well, because you're stuck at home. Like, what else are you going to be doing but thinking about things? So, yeah, I'd say I had two epiphany moments.
That sounds very, very inspirational. Of course, I totally understand. I have two kids. And also I felt a very, very differentiating moment there when my daughter was born, where something just shifted in my mind.
And you can't explain that.
Yes.
It's just this feeling that you get, and you're like, oh, you hear people talking about it, and you're like, you think about, like, oh, that can't be true, like, seriously. Yeah. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's just this, you almost come into that woman that you have always been working to become. And yeah, you kind of get clarity with everything.
Yes. And also we have to trust in that intuition, because apparently moms have more activated that intuition when the babies are small, because of the same protective, you know, biological characteristic that we have to protect this baby. So it also activates more that intuition. So yeah, it's a very beautiful thing, difficult to describe, but it's true. Yes, I totally understand. So that's super beautiful.
Sorry to all the men listening, they just don't get that kind of like motherly bond, but I'm sure they have the same thing as a father, that when they become a father, they feel that that instinct to almost like protect the child. So I guess they can relate in that way.
And then your mind expands into, because of that experience, you feel that there is nothing impossible for you. because you know that you're part of a creation process in the universe. Like, this is something massive, actually. When we see it from a spiritual point of view, is a very, very important event in the universe. The when a new human being is born, so of course you feel part of that. That's why I feel that the mind expands and you don't see limits to many things. You feel more like, yes, I can do anything. So it's amazing. Exactly. Thank you for sharing that. I feel that many women are gonna feel identified with this. So this is amazing because, you know, people can get to connect more with you, with the actual mission. This is important because I feel that every brand that really takes the time to create the real alignment with those values and the mission, of course, can get ahead more because clients understand better from their own lives and point of view why is that this brand is right for them, you know? So this is great. Thank you so much for sharing that. In that moment when you were there, you know, in the sofa, when you were thinking, wow, this piece of clothing, I want to remove the sleeves to see how this fits and all of that. Like, at that moment, what happened if you were not, of course, you're not going to do all the jobs in a business. Did you have to hire more people to actually put together your, you know, your design, your imagination, or how did that in the practical sense work? How did you pull together the people, or how that came to life? You know, I feel that moment is super awesome.
Yeah.
To know how.
So in the beginning, because obviously my background's not in fashion, and when I was sitting there on the living room pulling the garments apart, I had no ins, I had no connections in the fashion industry. So I did a lot of networking after hours because, of course, I had my full-time job still. And I remember actually flying to China over a long weekend, and from Australia, China is really far. And I flew over there on a long weekend to meet with a fabric supplier and a manufacturer. And I left on Thursday evening and I was back in the office. I flew in, I think, Tuesday, 6 a.m. and I was back in the office on Tuesday. And everyone asked me, oh, how was your weekend? And I was like, oh yeah, really quiet. Like, I was just thinking to myself, oh my God, I literally just came from China. It was -2 degrees. And just kind of like making connections. So the connections I made to kind of help me bring this business to life, it was really hard because the fashion industry is very tightly held. You know, no one wants to share anything with you. Everyone wants to kind of keep their cards really close to their chest. So I had to really make my own community and build a team around me that I could trust. And there were a lot of people that, you know, I brought on board that didn't work out, or, you know, were taking advantage of me because I didn't have a background in fashion. And I think I needed to go through that and learn through that. And that's okay. Like, I made a lot of mistakes, you know. And I think that's all part of growing as well. So I designed everything. So I used to sketch everything out and I used to send it to my manufacturer in China. And he used to sample it, send it across. I used to tweak it. And it's really strange. Like, I just kind of fell into this role. I didn't have any professional training, but I could just do it. It was really strange. Like, it's maybe it was my past life, or, you know, I do believe in the universe. You know, whatever's meant for you will kind of be. And I just kind of stepped into this role and I just knew what to do. It was really, really surreal. So I would talk to my supplier and that's how we would sample. And I started off just doing, you know, basic silk slips and kimono robes. So nothing really like overly complicated because I didn't know how to. But as I built the relationship with him overseas, then, you know, garments start to get more complicated. But here I found like a pattern maker that can kind of help me. And that was all just through like endless hours on LinkedIn. And I was just trying to search for like pattern makers, Sydney, like, where do I find these people? Like, it's like, they're not anywhere. So I found this lady, and to this day, she's still with me. 'Cause yeah, like you just, I don't know, like Google is actually your friend. Like it's amazing what you can find on Google. There's quite a lot of information out there. So I put together my pattern maker from here, and then I had a PR team as well. So they kind of helped me. I never got any other designer to come on board or creative director. Like I've always just stayed doing that creative side of it because I actually enjoy it. But yeah, so that's kind of like how I first started. It was all overseas, and my manufacturer overseas was really great. He kind of understood that I had no background in fashion, and you know, things weren't going to be as professional as what he would get from like a larger company. But he really kind of like helped me, and he's the one that kind of taught me about inseams, bust darts, all this other stuff, and allowances. And so did my pattern maker. So, you know, I'm so thankful that I had those two with me to kind of help me better understand the whole, I guess, fundamentals behind design. And in terms of like the branding, I guess it kind of just evolved. Like you trial things, you go out with messages. It may not work, but, you know, the whole premise has always been there from the start, is to make women look good and feel good. Like that has always been my mission, about improving women's self-esteem. So if you look back, we always had it, but I think that epiphany moment just kind of made me amplify that a little bit more and refocus on why I first started the business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, this is super amazing. I'm super excited. It's very inspirational, of course. And the magazine actually has the same alignment in the sense of confidence, of all the balance that is needed for women in business, and also women who need the center, come back to the center with a busy life, you know, and confidence. All of these things are part of the values of the magazine. So thank you so much for sharing that. Finally, I like to ask you, after all of this experience, beautiful, incredible experience, what is at this a step or part of the journey, the meaning of success for you, Natalia?
I think success is means quite a lot to different people. And I think for me, like I said, I'm in the business to improve women's confidence. I just happen to make beautiful clothes. And if I can change a woman's mindset, if I can make her feel good with the clothes that I make, that to me is successful. There are so many women out there who, you know, aren't confident or just don't feel their best every day. And you know what? You're not going to feel great every day, and that's okay. We're human, right? We have good days and bad days, but success to me is, I just want women everywhere to feel good and have better fitting clothing. That's it. And to me, that is successful, just to make a woman feel amazing every day.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's very beautiful. Thank you so much, Natalia. I wonder if, is there anything else that you wish I had asked you today?
Maybe more about the garments as to why we decided to go custom.
Because
I guess that's like a really different, like it's like a unique, like it's our USP, you know, like not all companies offer that kind of customization part of it. And I think that's like quite important, and that's what makes us who we are.
In terms of the customization, I actually feel that customization is the right way. And all the markets, when markets get saturated, what do you have to do? You have to, you know, go from the mass to the actual mind of that person. What is what makes that person unique, you know, like just one person. Be happy. And at the end of the day, when, for example, a successful marketing campaigns are some of those ones that give away something for free, for example, and that happens to be, for example, like some sort of accessory that has the name of the person, you know?
Oh, yeah.
These are the type of things that create the brand awareness, and people don't want to get rid of these type of elements just because it has the name of the person, you know? So that type of personalization is super successful in marketing, in my opinion. And you actually created the whole business. It's not just a marketing campaign, but your whole business is about that. So I'm really excited, and I want to be with you in all the journey. And whatever we can do to support you also, I'm super happy. This is all about excitement for seeing these amazing stories. It's so amazing. So please let me know, why do you actually go to that customization, or expand a little bit more on that, please?
Yeah, well, like I said, like, our mission of the brand is to improve, like, is to inspire women, confidence in women. And so no two women are the same. We know that. And like I said before, fashion is definitely not a one style fits all formula. And so we definitely see a future about with fashion that it's more about personalization, quality, and longevity. So with our garments, we're not asking women to change the design completely. Like, we still want to hold, we still want to give them like quite fashionable pieces, but we just want them to have an element to kind of personalize the fit, or like tweak the design slightly to their style preference. And we find that really important, because sometimes when you go into a store, you're like, oh, I wish this dress had adjustable straps. Oh, well, like, I'm not going to buy it. And so, I don't know, for me, because I'm quite tall, I always was thinking, oh, I wish this dress was just like 10 centimeters longer. So it's just those little small things that we want to offer women that just improve their confidence just a little bit slightly. So then they can like purchase that dress and be like, yes, that is like the perfect length for me, or I love this dress and it's got adjustable straps. Amazing. And I think it all comes back to our mission of inspiring confidence in women, and the just little things like that, just to make it a little bit more personal, is what we feel is just it's just part of our overall vision for the company. And so, yeah, like you said, personalization is definitely the future, and it's not about changing designs completely, because I think I find that quite overwhelming as well. Like, I've gone to some clothing stores and they're like, you can change the neckline, you can do this, you can do that, and then you end up with a completely different dress. And for the normal, like, for a consumer, that's like so overwhelming. You're like, oh, I don't know, will this neckline look good with this sleeve length? Like, it's just too much. And so for us, we don't want to create any angst. We just want women to, it's just easy little tweaks that will just boost their confidence just a little bit. So whether it's this design details of straps, lengths, or even a wrap dress, we offer like a button closure. So if you feel a little bit conscious about your bust, there's a little button that you can add that you can just have more coverage. Just little intentional details like that that will just make you feel more comfortable in the clothes that you wear, and then obviously improve your confidence. So yeah, that was the whole idea behind that, and it's definitely been quite successful to us. And we measure that by not only the sales, but by women who just send us emails saying, thank you for making this dress, you know, I can customize it to be shorter because I'm so short and I struggle to find dresses, and I appreciate that you offer this. Or thanks so much, my boobs are actually really big and I'm happy that there's like a button to close the wrap front, because I feel so conscious when I'm in the office. Like, just little things like that, just little things just to boost women's confidence is is why we do it.
Sounds so amazing. Yes, I can have the feeling, actually. I'm small, so I can have the feeling sometimes. Yeah, you see a beautiful dress and the dress is super huge and you're like, no way, I love it, but I cannot wear it, it's too long for me.
I know, and we just want to save the women a trip to the tailor and the alteration place. Like, we can do it all for you. Everything is made to order, and we cut the garments specially for our customers. So why not? We'll just take it to that level and offer it to them. So yeah,
it's such a great idea. I really love it. Yeah, of course. I totally understand, and I'm gonna check to order one of your pieces to actually help you. Yes, I can post in social media. And you know, like, this is amazing. It's a very, very good initiative. And from the business point of view, it makes total sense, the application of this different type of supply chain, you know, and also the impact in the environment. So I feel totally aligned with what you're doing. I feel that is amazing. Thank you for sharing that story.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, Natalia. And I think that we're done. See you in the next episode. Thank you so much for being here. And please, if you're watching this, if you are listening to this episode, please don't forget to subscribe. Thank you so much, and bye for now.